Now, most artists, you know, once they've hit the big time and they play at a big weekend, they have huge record companies and they normally pay for everything. There's like a big touring budget. That wasn't the case on this one. This artist couldn't afford to get the flight over, so I personally forked out the cash for her to come because I felt it was important. Because you know what? Every so often, an artist comes along and that means so much, and you need to kind of share it with other people. And I felt that was important to bring it to the whole of the UK and for Wings' debut at the big weekend. So I flew her from New Zealand to London. Met at the airport. What?
Budget.
What a budget. And she was on the BBC introducing stage, which is really cool. It's like a kind of Wild West saloon. And, like, loads of people doing really good sets in there. Loads of brilliant bands, maybe some of them not even signed. Loads of kind of under-the-radar stuff. And the first time you get to see quite a lot of people play out. I think the Ting Tings were on BBC introducing last year.
Yeah.
And it's a really kind of, like, small, intimate little tent, but really good. And you can see some people that probably will be quite big eventually.
Folkface did it this year.
Folkface were on also, yes. And there was Wing. But the tent was absolutely packed out for Wing's performance. I'd like to play a little bit of the set now, if that's okay.
Okay.
Okay, so there's me and Kelly Osborne swaying along, and all the crowd going mad for Wing. This is the mighty Wing. Amazing. That was Wing doing Mamma Mia at Radio 1's big weekend. They absolutely loved her.
Goosebumps.
Oh, brilliant, wasn't it? I'll talk to her afterwards as well. So Wing has just come off the BBC introducing stage. Wing.
Yes.
How was it?
It's so excited. It's so nice. And I never expected that people enjoy my music so much.
They absolutely loved you. Now, I know that we did put a little bit of pressure on you because we did want you to do Candle in the Wind. And I think you felt a little bit nervous about that. But it was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It is a very nice song, and it makes a lot of meanings at this time to sing that song.
They loved it.
Yeah, it seems they can sing a lot of songs. They can even go with me without you. That is a very difficult song, and they can fall into the music as well. Amazing. It's amazing that I didn't make any mistake, and I sing better in the studio.
Better than the studio.
So do you have her Candle in the Wind performance?
Right, there's a slight problem.
Is there? what is it, a technical problem?
It's a kind of me problem.
Right.
Basically, when I left Maidstone last night, someone gave me a CD to look after with all of Wing's performance on.
So her whole set on this CD?
Oh, the whole thing, yeah. The only copy.
Yeah.
And I left it in the bar.
You left it in the bar?
Yeah.
So you paid all the money to fly her over.
Yeah, can't play any of her performance apart from Mamma Mia.
Right.
Because that was the one that we played last night on Radio 1 when me and Green were on.
Yeah.
So we just taped that off the radio.
Right. So the rest of her set is just...
I can't. I would like to play you Candle in the Wind, but like I say, I left it in the bar. Rubbish. But I am trying to get hold of another copy of Wing's work, so I can bring that to you at some point.
Like a bootleg.
Yeah. But I'm really sorry if anyone wanted to hear Candle in the Wind. That's not going to be happening today because
you're an idiot.
Rubbish, yeah. But it was amazing yesterday. Best day of my life.
Was it?
One of them, I think, yeah.
Okay.